From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Obama administration is expected to announce changes to a Pentagon program to train moderate Syrian rebel forces, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who added the U.S. wants to focus efforts on working with Kurdish and other forces in Syria. Carter did not provide many details at a news conference in London today, but a New York Times report says the U.S. will officially end a $500 million program to train and equip Syrian rebels who are fighting IS militants in that country.
We have devised a number of different approaches to that going forward and taken them to President Obama, and I think you'll be hearing very shortly from him in that regard about the effort, the proposals that he has approved and that we're going to go forward with.
Citing a senior Defense Department official, the New York Times said there would no longer be any recruiting of so-called moderate Syrian rebels to go through training programs in Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, or the United Arab Emirates. Instead, a smaller training center would be set up in Turkey, where a group of enablers, mostly leaders of opposition groups, would be taught operational maneuvers like how to call in airstrikes. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Quartet for its decisive contribution to building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia, the chairperson of the Norwegian Prize Committee.
The quartet exercised its role as a mediator and driving force to advance peaceful democratic development in Tunisia with great moral authority.
The Nobel Committee called the quartet, which is four organizations combined, for citing and stabilizing the country at a time when it had reached the brink of civil war. On Thursday, the committee awarded this year's Nobel in Literature to a Belarusian journalist, Svetlana Alexievich, the 14th woman to win the prize. This is VOA News.